Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, when I say that, I mean we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning, and I hope that you wake up with us. I know it's the day after Christmas, so if you slept in a little bit, I'm okay with that. I hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas yesterday. Tom, how was yours?
It was wonderful and fabulous with children. It's almost a party.
There you go. And, you know, do you guys get each other gifts or how do you?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, we definitely do that. And that's a gift exchange, just one-to-one, very easy, very quick. We don't do it with any other adults within the family because it gets crazy. Everything's pointed at the kids.
Yeah, we've got new kids. And, of course, if anybody doesn't know, I have another new grandson. I've got three grandsons. I just got back from Texas, and I'm so excited to be able to be there for my daughter. She did an amazing job. The baby came 5 weeks early, but thank God he's healthy. And, you know, I tell you, I love Christmas because sometimes you just never know what you can expect, but another grandchild is so great. Again, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And really, we spread all over because now we've got a podcast, and all you have to do is subscribe to it and get all of our podcasts, all of our shows. And all you do is go on to iTunes and then find Kim Pagano Show and subscribe, and then you'll start getting them all on your iPhones. Also, like us on our Facebook page, and that is facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show. And there's lots more ways to win there. The other thing I want to say is thank you so much to the Camarillo Holiday Home Tour in Camarillo Ranch Red Barn Boutique a couple weeks ago. Metalark did a great job there, and thank you so much for letting including the Kim Pagano Show. And congratulations to all our winners. I saw lots of our winners there. Also, David Mersch and, of course, Moorpark College, the Foundation for Bowling for Bucks. We were over there, See Me Bowling First Annual, and so we got to get in on that again next year. But I was so excited. Our team, Kim Pagano Show, won. We won a first-place trophy, and big shout-out to Kyle and his grandmother who was on our team. You never know who you're going to meet, and it was so much fun, and all of it just went for great sponsorships for different students out there. So, again, great job from Moorpark College. Also, shout-outs to some of our listeners. I want this show. I want to hear from everybody. Christine, Trini and Alex, Jerry, Carolyn, Mike. There's so many people. If I don't mention it, keep calling in. I love that Barney. Gosh, all of our winners. We gave away a tree this last couple weeks. We gave away a wreath. We've given away gift certificates to everything. But not only that, I just really want to say thank you so much for being a listener, and more than that, you know, this is what makes my show possible, and I love to hear from everybody out there. Call in, leave us your name and your number, tell us what you're calling about, but just tell me that we're doing a good job, that my show is making a difference in your life. I also want to thank Oxnard Town Hometown Buffet. They were so kind that we had a successful toy drive over there for Hope's Haven, and a big shout out to Cindy Kramer, prayers for her son right now. And, you know, and also I received my Mr. Nelson's chocolate chip cookies. Oh my God, if you guys want any last minute gifts for the new year or anything like that, Mr. Nelson's chocolate chip cookies are pretty amazing. I do want to just say really quick, we are also busy trying to reach our goals. Sometimes it's nice to just stop and take a moment to enjoy the people around you. And the holiday gives us a chance to do that. I want to just say thank you for everybody that has been a part of my show, The Kim Pagano Show, my fans, my listeners, my co-host Tom Spence. Thank you so much, Tom, for always making my show perfect.
Always fun to listen to all the great interviews that you have every Saturday morning and afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much. And of course, my family for putting up with all my stuff. And of course, my team for making our shows possible. I tell you, I could not do it without all of them. Jamie's actually going to be leaving us and going on another intern, but she has just made such an amazing job in our life, and I'm sure she's going to be coming back. I just know it. So with that, I just want to say thank you to everybody, and if I haven't mentioned your name, you're in my heart, and I really believe that. Of course, we're going to start our show with a moment of motivation. The holiday season is a perfect time to reflect on our blessings and seek out ways to make life better for all of those around us. So just take a moment to just really look at the people that have made footprints in your life, and just know, and just take a moment to say thank you. I just appreciate everybody that makes my life work. I mean, we can't do it ourselves. I just know that. We can't do it ourselves, and so we need all these amazing people in our life. Tom, you want to talk about our great giveaways?
Let's look at the restaurants first, and we start off with a favorite place to take our hockey kids, free kids meal at The Habit. We also have Famous Dave's, Paul Martin's, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. We have the Midtown Cafe Veggie Grill. Also, Urbane Cafe, Lazy Dog Cafe, Freebird's World Burrito, Lure Fish House, Great Place, and Pete's Breakfast House, too. Through the 24th of January, how about this one? Into 2016, admission tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes at Thousand Oaks, if you like some skating, that's fun. Through the 27th of December, well, that's actually through to tomorrow.
Yes.
Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting Winter Wonderettes. And finally, on January 6th, very funny guy, Jason Love with Randy Lubis and Clinton Jackson all together. 7:30, Westlake Village Twin presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night.
There you go. There you go. And let's start off with a Pete's Breakfast House. And, of course, I've got gift certificates for that. Also, let's do a Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We'll put both of them out there right now. And all you have to do is call in. I want to hear from everybody that's listening right now. If you've never called in, call in right now. Leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about. 419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest joining us today is Legan Casper. She's going to be talking about her book, Sensing Mr. Right Guy. And then we're going to be talking with Keith Geiger from the Holiday Rink at the Link, at the Lakes. Thank you. I don't know why I keep messing that up. But anyways, at the Lakes, it's so much fun. I love when it's all decorated, and it's going to be going till the 24th. We've got tickets for you there. Also, we're going to be talking with Jason Hasty, and we're going to be talking about holiday spending. And not only that, your New Year's resolution for the dollar code. So that's going to be another great book. Again, I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 o'clock in the morning till 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And I'm so glad that you have joined us. And again, welcome, Legan. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for hanging in there. All those great thank yous to everybody I had to get through.
That's okay, and congratulations to the grandchild.
Thank you.
New addition to the Pagano tribe.
That's right. I do have a tribe. I'm almost like, you know, I'm telling you, it's so much fun. I just never in my wildest dreams like ever imagined this part of my life, and it's amazing.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. So, Legan, we're going to be talking about sensing Mr. Right Guy, and it's interesting. We actually we talked to somebody before about Cinderella has cellulite, and I love it. So now we've got you know, the sensing Mr. Right Guy. Is this your first book?
No, actually, it's in the middle. I've written 11 books.
Oh,
but this one is my first dating guide.
Hmm.
And I called it Sensing Mr. Right Guy because it has to do with senses, which we don't always use.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And so what are some of the other books that you've written?
Let's see. Love is an erotic novel, aesthetically erotic novel. I was just rewarded most sensual book of the year award from the Southern California Publicists of Southern California. I've written...
Congratulations.
Thank
wow.
you.
That's great.
Two poetry books, The Real World of Fairy Tales, which is a ghost story where a ghost reveals to an author all the secrets within fairy tales, metaphors, and allegories. And my last one that just came out is The Tall Tale, The Secret Truth of Ancient Times.
Mm.
So that's more of a...
How long does it take you to write your books? I'm this is like the question of the shows right now.
What is that?
How long does it take you to write your books?
It really depends on how big the book is. They're all very different genres.
Okay.
Like this one, the little dating guide, is about what, 80, 90 pages. So that and it went quick, three weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Very inspired. Yeah, it was a in between kind of. Sometimes I write 2-3 books at the same time.
Wow, I love that. Okay, do you don't have to lock yourself in the house and like shut down?
No, not really. It's just an automatic. I have a lot of imagination.
Wow, I love it. So, what is Sensing Mr. Right Guy about?
That's the ultimate and humorous dating guide for women. I was talking. I was promoting a book on a radio show in Boston, the Love Book, and the lady. Frankie Boyer of Boston, she revealed to me that she has such a problem finding the right guy, and a lot of her girlfriends too, and they're all independent, etc., etc. And when I got off the phone, I immediately was inspired to write this book, and I thought, I just kind of know what's wrong and why so many women don't find the right guy. Number one, they don't use all of their senses, so are quite immediately disappointed after a while. You know, just listen to the voice. Do you even like the voice? Or does it sound like Pee Wee Herman and you didn't realize it until weeks later or marriage?
Yeah.
Or what he eats. Do you have the same taste? Do you
right.
share the same taste? Or are you absolutely grossed out when he orders pig eggs, pig ears?
Yeah.
You know? And
Legan,
you think,
do you have the right guy?
Pardon?
Do you have the right guy?
Thank God, and you do too, right?
Okay, yes, okay. But I have to say, it's interesting, we were talking about this in our last show, is, you know, a lot of people when, you know, they're looking for the right guy, okay, is they go and do these crazy things that they would never really do in life, and then they find, you know, somebody, and then they don't really love doing that.
Mm. Oh, you mean they compromise and try doing things to the other person?
Well, or they're like, you know, I'm just going to start bowling, okay? And they don't really like bowling. And then they get in a relationship and they're like, I never even liked bowling. So they stop bowling.
Yeah, that's one example. And it's very often desperate woman.
Right.
Desperate woman is willing to accept anyone as long as there is someone because she's unhappy and she wants to actually find someone to make her happy.
Right, right.
And that's also, it's not going to work out. And there are so many little things, I mean, so many details I described.
So tell us some of the details that you, you know, one, you think that women don't really pay attention too much attention to when they're meeting men?
First thing, she sees a potential Mr. Right guy and doesn't smell the perfume, doesn't pay attention to the perfume or cologne he's wearing or how he smells. Like the first hug, put your nose right there where the neck is, take a good whiff. Do you like it? Don't you? You know, if you don't like it, that's his taste. Probably not going to work out.
Oh, that's very black and white. I like that.
Yeah, that's why I like to hug people, just to take a good whiff of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like what you see and you like what you smell, right?
Smelling is so important.
Right. I'm a very smelling person. It's funny because I use my senses. I could be walking in a mall or, you know, airport, and I smell somebody. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are you wearing?
I get it. Yeah, me too. That's why I pay so much attention to that.
That's great.
And also loud perfumes. Women sometimes, especially in the last few years, there are some really, really loud perfumes, I call them. They smell so toxic.
Yes.
Like insect repellent.
That's funny. That's great. Yeah.
Right? And you step it back, you step backwards and you think, oh my gosh, how the entire room smells of her.
Yeah. And now, you think that it's important to share the same food taste?
Generally, in a big genre, yes. Mm. I believe so. Because that's the guy you want to kiss. And you really, really want to like what you smell too.
So do you and your husband like good food together?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Same?
We like the same food.
Okay. It's interesting. My husband and I, you know, we are really foodies.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but it's interesting. I like a little bit spicier. He doesn't like it. All of a sudden, now he likes spicy. Who knows that, you know?
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. But does he eat something, or do you eat something that totally grosses him out just to look at?
No.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
That's why I said it's like, okay, we're going out to our first dinner, and he, let's just say because of the word, pig ears. The word pig ears, not too appetizing.
Mm.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So some
yeah.
people are very audio sensitive, number one. Number two, that, ugh, what did you order? Oh, gosh, I could never kiss this guy. You know, so those are things. Some people can eat things that the other one can't even look at or smell.
Right. Now, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. It's a day after Christmas. We're talking with Legan Casper. We're talking about sensing Mr. Right Guy. And now that I'm talking, it's really using your senses, right? Instead of, you know, looking, you're smelling, you're watching, you're using all of your senses to get the right person in your life.
Yeah, also your gut, your intuition, like now you go for the first casual dinner, you know, nice casual dinner just to get to know each other since you just met. You want to pay attention, use your eyes, use your ears. How does he talk to the waiter or to the waitress? Is he respectful? Is he flirtatious? Is he very nonchalant? Or how does he chew his food? Do you like how he chews his food? His mouth is open, he's talking. Oy gewalt. It's like, oh my God,
I
look so good. You know?
Yeah. I'm sure some of my listeners are like, if their husbands, you know, some people are on very good behavior in the beginning, okay? And then all of a sudden, so you gotta look and watch, and you can't just jump into a relationship. Do you agree?
Yeah, of course. And does he listen to when you're sitting there at dinner? This is another one. Very interesting. There is the salt shaker guy. He orders the food. He hasn't even tasted it yet. Takes the salt shaker and right immediately salts all the food.
Hmm.
That's the guy with a bad temper.
Oh, so you actually have names for each one of these.
Oh, I do.
Okay, I like this. Okay, so what's next?
So that's another one in the book. You know, all these little things where you can see what kind of a personality the person has.
Hmm. That's interesting. Okay. So, looking in your book, okay, insecure women, what do they do?
Insecure women? You know, they're the desperate ones.
Okay.
They're the desperate ones, and they usually try too hard, and you can talk them into anything. For example, insecure women have a tendency to talk too much.
So they tell their whole life in one, right?
He just sits down And now he's hearing the story of what a go-getter she is. Now, that's a turnoff to a man.
Okay.
He knows he ends up having to take out the garbage every night. You know, because she wants to feel superior, so she superiorizes him, you know, and is loud.
Huh, that's interesting. Now, what about the man with the sweet tooth? Does that say anything?
Oh, the man with the sweet tooth? Well, they're usually the ones who don't get too much sex. I mean, what I'm saying is when somebody orders for dinner, right away a cinnamon roll and what have you, sweet tooth, uber sweet tooth, is they have what is it called? Passive-aggressive issues?
Wow.
Very, very often.
Interesting.
Yes. And they try to soothe themselves with that sweetness they don't really have in life.
Oh.
They may have a harsh boss who's constantly giving him the business, and he doesn't step up to the plate and tell them how it is. So that can be some problems there, too. You know, so all these different little personalities, you know, you can see in what a man eats, what stories he tells. If he's, for example, tells you right away over the dinner table, you know, he's saving the world. He's going to Ethiopia, to Sudan, he has to save the world, and that's all he thinks about. Well, that's a man whose entire world is actually collapsing.
How did you learn all this, Ligon?
Oh, a keen observation.
So you just sit back and watch.
I am a watcher. I watch people walk. You can see if a man is a good lover, if he's sensual, or if he's a harsh kind of a person, a yeller, just by how he walks.
That's interesting.
If he's a stomper, boom, 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 no consideration. You know, very harsh. If somebody puts the foot down softly, he rolls it, wonderful.
Wow.
That's why I think it's so important to also take a walk together. Pay attention. If you walk in the same tempo, who's leading, who's not leading? Are you willing to walk faster? Are you naturally having the same pace? You know, those are little things we can pay more attention to.
Wow, I love it. What are we going to find in your book?
What or where?
What? What are all the, like, I know that you've mentioned a few things. What are some of the other things that we're going to find in your book?
Okay, in the first chapter, let me just open it here quickly. Ukola, where do we have it? Here we have it. The essence of the scent, what the scent says about him, what he smells like, loud perfume, sweet perfume, but also for the women, you know, that they should pay a little bit more attention to how they smell. And there's also a few pages about bad breath. Because sometimes people don't realize they can't get a guy, not because they don't look good or they're not nice, because they have bad breath.
Mm.
And no one tells them, because the friends are not really good friends, and tell them, sweetheart, you smell not good. And there are some terrific
So this is
tips.
Really a book about being real.
Oh, yeah. This
yeah.
is the real, the ultimate, and humorous. There are some humorous chapters in there, you know, sharing some man stories.
And I love how you have your little chess player on there, you know? I mean, it's like, or checkers, rather, right?
No. You know, you have keen observation, too, because a lot of people don't even know what that is.
No, I like that.
Yeah, it's playing chess, too.
Yeah, it really is, because... You know, that's what life's all about, is kind of give a little, tickle a little, give a little, take a little, right?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Why do we have to, I don't really think we have to do that so much if you do this observation and you end up with the right person.
I think so, too. And then the second chapter is about the weather, when weather shapes the mood.
Mm.
How you can tell what kind of personality he is by what weather he likes.
I love
it. You know, there is a reason why we call it a sunny personality.
Oh, okay. Ligon, I love this book. Where do my listeners find this?
Anywhere. You can Barnes & Noble, every bookstore, Amazon, any bookstore nation internationally, I would think.
Okay.
You can go online. Just put in Sensing, Mr. Right Guy.
Okay.
You'll find it right away. Ligon Casper is spelled with a K, Casper.
Okay.
And
send me all your other books, and I would love to have you back.
Thank you so much.
I think it's really cool. Do you have this one on an ebook?
I have it on ebook as well, yeah.
Okay, great. I'd love you to send me one so I can put it on my Kindle.
I sent you already, too. I sent you one and...
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Check it out. Okay.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Thank you
so much, Ligon. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
And thank you for having me.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I want to give away something. And I've got Lure Fish House, one of my favorite restaurants, of course, with all my other favorite restaurants. I've got a gift certificate. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. They are in Westlake, in Ventura, in Camarillo. Now they're building one up in Santa Barbara. I'm telling you, it's really good there, and you are going to want to take your family there. Again, I'm going to give out a couple gift certificates to and tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks, and that's who our next guest is. Keith's going to be joining us, telling us a little bit about that. Call in. Again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. We've been here since 6 o'clock. I know that's an early day, the day after Christmas. I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas yesterday. And, of course, it's probably going to take everybody into the new year. You know, I've got a birthday coming up, and I'm just going to start celebrating. I mean, all the way through, I have to say, we celebrate our life. We celebrate our friends. We celebrate the people in our world that have made footprints. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening, everybody that tunes in to all of our shows, everybody that we talk to on our Facebook, all of our winners, all of my guests. God, I couldn't be here without all of my amazing guests. And just the Kim Pagano Show team, also my family. I can't tell you, I can't thank you all enough. And I hope that you do the same thing. If we just could be gracious to the people in our lives, we can all make a difference. Our next guest, Keith Geiger, is here from the Holiday Ice Rinks at the Lake. And Keith, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how was your Christmas, by the way?
Christmas so far has been great.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So tell us, what dates and times is the Holiday Ice Rink open? We've been giving away a couple tickets here. We've been doing it on Facebook, too. We're so excited. It's one of my favorite places to go visit over there. It's just so festive right now.
Yes, sure. So it's pretty much open all the time. We were even open on Black Friday and Thanksgiving Day. The times that we have available also change when the schools let out. But right now, the ice rink is open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11.
Wow. You guys are out there a lot then. Okay, great. How long has it been there? Like, how many years has it been now?
You know, it's been there over 10 years now. It's been a requirement of the city and something that the owner of the property wanted to do. So they've done it just about every year that the shopping center's been open.
Wow, that's great. And so how much are tickets if they don't win them here on the Kim Pagano Show?
Tickets are $15. That includes the skate rental as well.
Oh, includes. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about who and who. What do you do there?
I'm the general manager.
Okay.
Of the property.
Okay, of the property. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we've had, like, perfect weather, right? I mean, if it's cold, if it's raining, you're still out there and it's,
yeah.
Right?
We've had just about every type of weather that you can have. We've even had...
For Southern California, who would think,
yeah.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Sad.
Right, there's been some really hot days where we had to try really hard to keep the ice frozen, and people weren't wearing jackets out there, but then we've had the rainy, overcast, really cold nights as well. So it's been a good mix.
I love it. And so why is the holiday ice rink at the lakes the best family attraction this holiday season?
Well, one of the things that's unique about our ice rink is that it's built over the lake that's at the property.
I love that.
So, yeah. So you're right there skating right above the ducks and the koi that are in the actual pond. So we build a decking system that basically keeps it just above the water, and it's outdoors, so you know you really get the effects of the weather and the season. You can take that in.
I love it. You know what? While we're on the phone, I'm just going to throw this out there for all of our listeners listening right now. We've got tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes. That's in Thousand Oaks. And I'd love to give them out right now. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. For an extra chance to win, go on our Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and you can find more tickets there. You can enter to win there. We'd love to get all of our family out there. I know that my kids and my grandchildren are still too young, but I'm sure it's a great place for, you know, if a grandparent wants to take their grandchildren there. It's so much fun there. And then, of course, all the shops that are around there, all the restaurants are like my favorite. It's like, seriously, it's a great place to go. And where do they go to get tickets if they don't win them here, Keith?
They can come to the management office here, and they can pretty much buy them on the website, thelakesofthousandoaks.com. It has a link to it, and you can actually buy them right there at the ice rink.
Perfect. Keith, thank you so much for sharing the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes with the Kim Pagano Show.
Sure. And I just wanted to mention, too, for the younger kids that you spoke of, we have gliders that help assist the kids that don't know how to skate yet. So we really opened up to many ages, very young. We've seen out there having a lot of fun. So,
oh, I love that. Can adults use them, too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well.
all right. Sounds fun. Thank you so much, Keith, and Happy New Year. And can't wait to have you back on our show.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. All right. Our next guest is Jason Hasty, and we're going to be talking about the dollar code. We're going to take a really quick break because I want to give something away, some more stuff. And I've got Famous Dave's. I'm telling you, best ribs over here at the collection. I've got a gift certificate, and I'd love to get it in somebody's hands right now. I'm sure everybody's got family here for the holidays. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. The brighter side of life here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to do a big shout out to all of my people that make this possible, my sponsors. And of course, that's Camarillo Yoga, that's MKN Financial, and Somas Nut House, Mission Oaks Cafe, Thermal Imaging of SoCal, Surfaces USA of Oxnard, Soba Recovery of Malibu, Biodento Healing, Assisted Home Health and Hospice Foundation, and so many more. I have to tell you all of the different events that we have in the 805. And if you have an event or your business out there that you want to be a part of the brighter side of the 805, I'd love to get you on my show. I'd love to make you a commercial. I'd love to work with you so that we could spread the word. And if you've gone to any of our advertisers here, you hear their commercials, you hear them as guests on our show, I'd love you to tell them that obviously you heard it here on the Kim Pagano Show. That's what this is all about, is really just connecting great people, spreading the word. And if you have a business that you want to get into on the new year for 2016, call us. I've got a deal for you right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'm telling you, I am going to make sure that I can get every business on our show that we can help represent you and spread the word. And again, I just have that talk with me so that we can get you on our show. With that, our next guest is Jason Hasty, and we're going to be talking about the dollar code. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to give away for January 6th, Westlake Village Twin presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. Some great comedians, Jason Love, Randy Lubas, and Clinton Jackson. It all starts at 7:30. Call us right now for your tickets. Again, 419-0008, 419-0008. All right, Jason Hasty, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. What is the dollar code? How does that work?
The dollar code. Well, I think it is the easiest system to manage your finances, to budget.
And what a perfect time too for the holidays. Sometimes people think it's all about giving, and then they get themselves into kind of a bind. And I really want to just say, give yourself, give your time, give your gifts, you know, of what you were God-given, you know, those kind of things. If you're an organizer, if you're great with animals, if you're, you know, a baker, whatever you are, give those kind of gifts. Don't put yourself in a financial bind.
And, well, that's exactly right. And, you know, we have such good intentions to give, and we get caught up in all the retail side of things and the spending during the holidays. And then Blue Monday hits. I don't know. Have you heard of Blue Monday?
No, but I heard there's a Great Thursday now, though, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Great Thursday you can't even get done with your Thanksgiving dinner. You're already like, right? Gosh.
That's right. Yeah. And Blue Monday is the first Monday in January that people start receiving their credit cards.
That would definitely be, yeah, okay, I get it. So, yeah, we don't want to have a Blue Monday.
No, definitely. And what the dollar code is there to do is to really help people get in control of their finances. I have a good friend who says you can only control what you understand. And it's so hard for us to understand our finances these days. We're in debt, having problems just surfacing above the water and keeping afloat. And the dollar code, the best way that I can describe it is that when we go on a diet, we're not told to eat 45,000 calories a month. We're told to eat 1,500 calories a day. So why, when we budget, do we try to do it on a monthly basis? It's way too complicated. So with the system that I came up with, it gives you one daily number that you use. You use the same number each and every day, and that number helps you stay out of debt, helps you get out of debt, helps you save for the future, and really, I mean, it reduces stress, reduces guilt, and really just kind of keeps you on track.
I love that. I love that. You know, you really hit a great point is you're right. We don't look at, you know, okay, you can have 4,500 calories for the month. That would just be like, yeah. Seriously? Okay, so when do I start? Or you probably would end up like going, kind of took care of that in the first couple weeks and now I have nothing left, right? It's kind of the same thing with money.
Totally, yeah. I mean, if you budget on a monthly basis, you've got your money that you think you have to spend for the month and you get 2 weeks into that month. And it's gone.
Wow. Really easy concept to get. Again, for anybody that's just joining us, waking up with us, I do want to remind you, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're talking with Jason Hastie. We're talking about the dollar code. How'd you come up with the name? Is this your first book?
It is my first book.
We've had a lot of first book, and they are amazing. I'm so impressed with all these first book. How long did it take you to write this?
Well, truthfully, 10 years. It took a long time to write.
That's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I was perfecting the system, and I was helping. I'm a CPA, so I was helping a lot of clients throughout those 10 years and really kind of getting it to be the easiest way that you could budget. And I had a friend convince me to finish writing the book because he said that's the way that you can truthfully help the masses. You can help a lot more people.
Right.
And I finished the book.
You're going to inspire me because I need to finish my book. I'm telling you. It is. It's like just sit down and do it.
Definitely. Yeah. And once you get it done, I got it done. And within 6 months, the Chicken Soup for the Soul people called me and offered me a publishing deal. So it goes to show you.
Oh, I have them on my show all the time. I love that. Oh, good for you,
awesome.
Jason. Wow,
yeah,
so that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I use the dollar code to help with holiday budgeting? It's because even if it's a day after Christmas right now, okay, we've already spent a lot, but now it's like, sometimes what I do is I'll give my kids money after so they can get more for their money, okay?
Right.
But I've already really bought them some because I don't want them to wake up with nothing. So now I'm spending double, but you know what I mean? So how do we do that?
Well, you know what? I actually say we're going into 2016. So, what better time to start than as a New Year's resolution? Really, make 2016 your financial year, the year that you're going to have financial success.
Okay.
Pick up a copy of the Dollar Code. Read it. It's a really easy read. I've designed it to be a 100-page, super easy read, and that's probably one of the biggest compliments that I get back from people is that they found it really easy to read. And read it, take a couple hours, sit down with your finances, get your dollar code and your daily allowance, and that number is the same number you use each and every day to get you through the day and to help you spend guilt-free, which I think is the most important thing.
Right. You know, it's interesting because you talk about kids learn about spending habits from parents because personal financial responsibility is not something taught in school. So if you live in debt, your kids are likely to follow suit. Yuck.
That's so true. And even myself, I'm a CPA through all of my university and I have my master's as well. We were never taught to budget, and definitely in school, kids are not taught to budget. Parents have enough trouble budgeting themselves, so how are they expected to teach their kids? So that's where the next book in my series is going to be The Dollar Code for Kids.
Oh, I love that. Good for you. So, start eliminating things that set you back, things that you don't need or packages that are too big, right? Communications can be a tremendous money waster for many families. there's so many things in here that we either, you know, it's interesting because I was saying, I just had a granddaughter and a grandson, rather. I'm sorry, grandson. And I was back with my daughter, and she's very organized, very. And I'm like, oh my God, I've been so busy. I kind of forgot how I taught all my kids what to do. But it's interesting. So many times we sign up for something, and it's a trial 30 days, but then they automatically bill you. And we forget to look at our credit card, and now it's like 6 months in, and they'll be like, once you realize that they might take 1 month off, but they're not going to go back 6 months. And so I think it's a perfect time of the year to start to really look at all of our credit cards. Are we being billed? Do we want everything we're being billed for?
That's right. There are so many of those things that get by us, and it really gets into what I call the, you know, awareness of spending. You know, our parents, our grandparents were more accustomed to spending money with cash. Well, in today's society, we don't have that. You know, once cash is gone, it's gone. But in today's world, we live with credit cards, debit cards, tap to pay, Apple Pay, all those different methods of paying, and we've lost that awareness of our spending. I was in a 7-Eleven the other day, and I bought a few items, and I tapped to pay with my credit card. I walked out, and I thought, how much did I actually spend?
Yeah, you don't even know. It's like fake money.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So that's why I developed and designed the dollar code system around all of that, because we're not going to get away from it. So if we can be aware of our spending, I think that is the number one key to learning to control our spending.
I love it. Jason, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Definitely. Thank you.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the dollar code with Jason Hasty right now. We're going to come back. We're going to find out how we can get through and our paycheck to paycheck, not have to do that anymore, really have a system. And of course, I want to give you something right now to go and have a great night on The Kim Pagano Show, or dinner, lunch, whatever, over at Lazy Dog Cafe, one of my other favorites. You get to bring your furry friend animals there. I'm telling you, I always go to the one in the collections right here, but they're all over the place. Call in right now for a Lazy Dog Cafe. I love their soybeans, their edamames. There's so many things I can't even begin to tell you. Anyways, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're always here on Saturday mornings from 6 to 8. And then, of course, we have our Brighter Side of Recovery show coming up from 2 to 3. Rod Espedito is going to be joining me as a co-host today. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Lauren Castine about love addiction. And then, of course, David Zasloff, comedy, music, meditation, and negative thinking. And some of that is all of that is about recovery. And I love you to join us with all those. And of course, we have lots of giveaways on that show too. But again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of things that we've been giving away. Pete's Breakfast House. We've got Freebird World Burrito. We've got Lazy Dog. We've got Lures Fish House, Famous Dave's. We've got tickets to the holiday ice rink over at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. Call in. Get your name in all of this. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and we'd love to get those tickets out to you. I've also got a pair of tickets right now for, really, it's tomorrow night's the last night, but it's the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presents Winter Wonderettes, and I'd love to get a pair of tickets to somebody out there. Call in, again, 419-0008. And, of course, go on our Facebook, like our page, lots of stuff to win there, and also download our podcast on iTunes, Kim Pagano Show. And again, I just want to say that if you have a business, if you have an event, if you have something that you need to really get your name out there, call us. I'd love to talk to you about how you could be a guest on our show, how you could get a commercial of your business on our show. I will make it affordable for you for 2016. Call us right now at 419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Jason Hasty. We're talking about the dollar code. Jason, thank you so much for keeping with us.
Yes, great to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, so what would you tell people that are struggling to get out of debt who are living paycheck to paycheck?
You know, I would say the first thing is to develop a plan. You know, I have the dollar code, and I think it is the easiest way to budget. But, you know, the biggest thing is to develop a plan, to actually get awareness of your spending and start something, because there's no time like the present, right? And so many of us struggle with our debt and not having enough money, not saving enough, living paycheck to paycheck. And if we don't start now, we'll never get in control of it and never, you know, get ahead. And it's really, really not that hard. It's just putting your mind to it. It's like a diet, right? You just start with it, and once you get used to it, it becomes a new habit. And that's what, once you develop that habit, it becomes easier and easier and easier.
Right. Jason, so give us a couple steps, okay? Because, you know, what if somebody has a huge debt, but they don't really have as much money coming in? What's the best way for them to start?
Well, first of all, I say sit down and figure out your daily allowance. And that's a really important amount that we talk about with the dollar code, because that's the amount of money that you know you can live by each and every day. That's the money that you can spend. So that's a really important amount, because I've had many, many clients who were spending more than they were taking in, and that's why they get deeper and deeper into debt. In my book, I actually offer quite a few tips and tricks of things to do. One of the tips is, you know, call your cell phone provider or call a utility provider and say to them, you know, is there anything that you can do to help me save money? And a lot of them very often will have a newer plan out or something that will help decrease your cost. Another thing that I say is look around your house, pick 5 items in your house and advertise them on Craigslist or some service. And that is like free money to you,
right?
Because that is 5 items that you're not using. They can potentially help somebody else out and then help you out as well, because that's extra cash to you.
Wow, that's a great, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there are many things that we can do that we start really small with. And
wow.
I can say as a testament to many of my clients, that's how they have started. And once you get on that kind of track, you start seeing money in your bank, you start seeing the savings, and it becomes motivating in that sense. You know, I've built the dollar code around not feeling guilty, because so many of us feel guilty every time we spend money. I had a lady write to me just a month ago, and she said that she'd been on the dollar code for 2 months, and for the first time in her life, she doesn't feel guilty for spending money.
I think,
you know, yeah, that has a lot to do with it, too. Whether, you know, again, if we're on a diet and we, you know, eat a plate of brownies, sometimes that throws us over the edge and we feel guilty and we just continue on that track.
I love it. Jason, we're at the end of our show. I want to have you back. There's so many things that we could do to help people out there. I love what you're doing. Again, the dollar code. Where do we get your book, first of all?
You can order it on Amazon. It's available at all bookstores across the United States. And you can also go to our website, thedollarcode.com.
Wow. Jason, thank you so much for sharing this on our show. I always say shop from your own house, you know. So many of us, like, go outside and look for other things, but we have so much in our own home that you can kind of, you know, shop in your own closet, shop in your own garage, shop in, right? We don't know what we already have in our own, you know, home. Jason, Hasty, thank you so much for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks, Kim. I look forward to coming back.
Definitely, definitely. Of course, we want to end this show with a moment of happiness. And again, I hope that everybody continues to have an amazing holiday. I want to thank everybody that's touched me in my life and just called in and won something or just made it possible for me to be here. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Look at, there's got to be a way that you can look at the brighter side in anything that you're going through. And again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. I'll talk to you later.
Are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted.